faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's...
What in the ham sandwich?
We sorry to ban it, yo. Letting y'all know. Don't take it personal. It's just business.
This is what I want to say to them, Cap. They gave me a new era type fit.
There you go.
Not that old flex fit. You know what I'm saying?
One size fit all fit.
And the shorty go up to the altar doing the hunk of buck. But it looked more like a Poland lap dance.
There you go.
She might be a church sniper.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Don't jaw me to death.
Don't jaw me.
We praying for you, B.
We praying for you,
but man. But you dead wrong, man.
You dead wrong.
We don't shoot no hot ones on the show.
Nah.
We got to call a spade, man.
Yeah.
What in the ham sandwich?
Yeah.
Yo.
What's up?
Oh, my God.
Yo. Sean Slaughter on the set.
Your man, Saint Nick, a.k.a. Cook Dog, a.k.a. the drummer, bass boy.
Yeah, you know what it is. It's them ham boys on the What in the Ham Sandwich show.
Day, a beautiful day outside. It's the sun shining. The wind, just a little bit of breezy.
Just a little. A beautiful day in Virginia. If you don't know about Virginia, you know what I mean?
It's a confused weather.
You know what I'm saying? It'll be 30 degrees one day.
Yeah.
2 days later, 75.
All day.
You know what I mean? But it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day outside, man. And you know what I mean? Come to Virginia this summer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? We need that tourist, though. You know what I mean?
All day. Keep these jobs rolling.
You know what I'm saying? Keep these jobs rolling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But other than that, man, everything is good and gravy, man. You know what I'm saying? I just, personally, I just got back from off the road, man. I pretty much travel every weekend. And but I did an interview at TBN in New York, yo. Me and my pops, A.R. Bernard was there, and Pastor, I can't remember her name, and did an interview with CC Winans. You know what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, she has her sister camp, I think it's called. And you know what I'm saying? I think they've extended the sister-to-sister camp with fellas. So she said she's gonna have me come back and do her camp. You know what I mean?
What kind of but, you like being a camp counselor?
Nah, man, it's a conference.
Oh, okay.
She got a joint called a Sister to Sister Conference, and a whole bunch of girls go, but they're doing the men.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And it was a good interview, man. CC Winans is gorgeous, B. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be disrespectful, and I ain't trying to get punched in my face either.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because she married and got kids.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna leave it like that.
You don't wanna get your wife to punch you in the eye either.
I ain't trying to get my wife to jam me up. Yeah. You know what I mean? But
did we tell the fans out there?
What's that?
That Cook Dog having another
jump off. I don't know, B. I don't know. But for everybody out there in Radio Land.
Yeah, yeah.
Your boy Saint Nick.
Yeah.
AKA Cook Dog, AKA the Drummer East Boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Having another baby.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean.
Hope it's a girl this time.
So congratulations.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hope it's a girl this time.
You want a girl, yo.
Yeah.
You ready for that girl work, son?
Yeah.
I got two girls.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? When you have a baby girl, you know what I'm saying?
I heard your mindset change.
Not only did your mindset change, you know what I'm saying?
You get a little soft hearted. I don't know about you with jazz, though.
I think you do get a little bit more, you know what I'm saying? You probably do get a little more soft-hearted. I guess I probably got a little more soft-hearted,
yeah.
A little more tender-hearted on my girls, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? Especially being that there was a time that we wasn't saved.
Right.
And the way that we used to treat women.
Right.
Now you're looking at your girl.
That's right.
And you like, you ready to kill somebody,
yeah,
son.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean, the day you have your girl is gonna be the same day you register for your gun.
That's right, all day.
You know what I'm saying?
Look, if I wish,
I wish a Nike one
or a white chocolate all day.
You know what I'm saying? You can be a Nike or a Blanco.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It don't matter.
Yeah,
run up on mines.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean,
you're in trouble, trouble.
You're in trouble, son.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, but what's going on in Ham Sports, yo? You know what I'm saying? Cook Dog is our resident sportsologist.
Of course, the Tar Heels.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, there we go.
My man Sean is hating on the Tar Heels. I have no clue why they hating on the Tar Heels.
Can't stand them dudes, yo. You know what I'm saying? Syracuse.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. A great run. A great run. But I think
it's that freaking Ty Lawson. That's what it is, yo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The dude is playing out his mind.
Now, it's Ty Lawson.
I mean, it's the team. I mean, it's the team, but Ty Lawson is the oil that runs the engine.
Is Ty Lawson the best point guard in the nation?
Is Ty Lawson the best point guard in the nation?
Who's your top five point guards?
Oh, man.
In college. I'm pretty sure you can take the five straight out of ACC.
Yeah.
Or you can go to the Biggies and leave everybody. Because you got Ty Lawson. You got your man from Maryland. You know what I'm talking about. The Spanish-looking dude.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about.
And then you got Teague from Wake Forest. Tony Douglas for Florida State.
I don't know.
Casey Rivers.
I think right now.
The boy Collison from UCLA and the dude from Kansas.
I don't know if I... Man, that's a tough question. I think so. And here's what I like about Ty Lawson. You know what I'm saying? He can score, of course.
And on the big man inside.
He can score on the big man, which is big.
Because he's big. He's like 195.
But he's a floor general.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And so he's more than a scorer. You know what I'm saying? He has, you know what I'm saying, NBA...
And develop.
NBA skills.
That jumper.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Develop J. He got a nice J.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But,
And fast is... He might be the fastest person I've seen since AI.
That's a tough question, man.
Yeah.
I would probably have to put him in my top two or three.
Yeah. All day.
You know what I mean? You said you had a question, though.
Yeah.
NCAA question.
Yes.
Go ahead, yo.
UCLA. How many jerseys have been retired at UCLA?
Ooh. How many jerseys have been retired?
At UCLA.
Off the top of my head.
And I'm going to tell you this.
What's that?
Nah, go ahead. Well, how many you think?
How many I think?
Yeah.
24.
No.
I'm low?
You high.
I'm high?
Yeah. You too high.
How many jerseys have been retired at UCLA?
You too high.
At UCLA?
Yes, you too high.
Wow, okay. 9.
Hat.
Are you serious?
Yes.
What?
4.
You lying, B.
Who you think the 4 are? Who's the last? Okay, I'll get you. The last person who got the last person jersey retired from UCLA was Ed O'Bannon.
I was just about to say that.
I know
son.
You were. Ed O'Bannon was the last person.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Look how long that's been. That was in 95.
Who's the other 3? I know it was an NBA star in there. A legend.
The other 3, I never heard of them.
The other 3?
No.
Ain't no legends?
No. Guess what that rule... If y'all didn't know this...
Wow.
Bill Walton jersey is not retired.
Are you serious?
Luau Cinda jersey is not retired.
That's what I was thinking about.
It's not retired.
Why is that?
Their rule is John Wooten... One of the qualifications of getting your jersey retired, you have to be the National Player of the Year. I did not know that Luau Cinda was not a National Player of the Year. Or Bill Walton.
I thought for sure.
Nope.
That Luau Cinda.
That's why they got before jersey retired. Only 4 players in the whole history of UCLA became National Player of the Year.
That's a disservice.
And they won 11 national championships.
They're doing a disservice to their players, yo.
That's what I said.
You know what I'm saying?
It was on the radio. I couldn't believe it.
That's a stupid rule. You know what I'm saying? That's the dumbest.
You talking about.
What's Ed O'Bannon done?
hit that drain and get in the NBA.
Lua,
I'm going to tell y'all right now, you
Lou Alcindor and Bill Walton.
Their jerseys are retired in the NBA.
That's ridiculous. So how you have your pro jersey retired, but your college jersey not retired?
Because that's their rule. You have to win a national championship. You got to be the national player of the year.
That's a crazy fact, son.
I don't think nobody knew that.
I don't think nobody could get that. All the championships they done won.
And only four national. That lets you know how national them squads work.
Wow.
Yes.
That's crazy, yo.
Yes.
That's wild, man.
So, and Boston got 24 jerseys retired. The Celtics.
Yeah, I know that.
They ain't got enough. They're going to retire. They're going to have to retire your man right now, Paul Pierce.
Paul Pierce.
They're going to retire Garnett.
You're going to have to retire
Paul
Pierce.
And they're going to retire.
You think they're going to retire Ray Allen?
Yeah. They're going to have to. If they win another NBA championship.
It's a wrap.
Those jerseys are retired.
But right now, Paul Pierce's jersey is retired.
Yeah.
It's a wrap.
Yeah.
He's a Celtic.
Right. For life.
For life.
Yeah. Do you think that the NBA needs to retire Michael Jordan 23 on all teams?
Yes. Oh, all teams. Oh. Oh, man. Nah. Just for the Bulls. You would retire Jordan's jersey of 23 from all teams?
Yeah, all 30 teams.
Nah, you can't do that, son.
Why not?
You can't do that.
Ain't Jerry Rush jersey retired from all 30 teams?
Ooh. Is it? I didn't know that. Jerry West jersey retired from all teams?
You know anybody who wear 44?
The last person to wear 44?
Wasn't Jerry West number 44?
Nobody. I believe so. I'm trying to think who wore 44. Nobody.
If y'all know,
I ain't know
anybody
that,
in the NBA that wears number 44, hit us up. Let us know. Because I don't think nobody wears 44.
Wow.
And none of the NBA teams.
Well, I'll put it this way. If that's the case, I didn't know that, B. I didn't know that Jerry West jersey retired through all teams. If that's the case,
you doing Michael Jordan a disservice.
Then you have to retire Michael Jordan's jersey.
Yeah.
You have to. You know what I'm saying? But then if that's the case, then you're going to have to prepare for Kobe. And of course, we...
Kareem.
We fall.
Magic.
Right. Right.
But Jordan...
Jordan is the NBA.
That's why you got to do it.
Jordan is the NBA.
That's why you got to do it. Nobody,
wow.
Nobody will ever come close. Kobe's nasty.
Kobe's nasty.
But nobody ever
will come close.
Just like Tiger Woods is to golf,
Jordan is to basketball.
That's right.
Yeah.
Those are the only two guys you can think of right now.
That define their sport.
Right, because in baseball, you got a trillion players.
A trillion players.
Football got a trillion players.
Right. And of course, you got people like Lance Armstrong. But you're talking about, like, these are like supermen.
Right.
Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, Lance Armstrong. These guys are superheroes.
That's right. Even Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali. You know what I'm saying?
You know.
Superhero. Iconic.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They become bigger than their sport.
That's right. Those are only four people that I can think of when you think about a sport.
Not me and Ham.
Nah.
Unfortunately, girls get the bad rap,
they
son.
They get the bad rap, yo.
And WNBA, soccer, they get the bad rap, son.
And before we go to break, y'all, look at what Joy left. Look how long it took for a superstar.
Annika Sorenska.
Yeah. Look how long, even the Williams sister, you still, I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not, I mean, they all
right. Right, but other names still come to mind,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
They don't define tennis.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Wow.
When you say golf.
You think Tiger Woods.
You don't say Arnold Palmer and all them men. You say Tiger Woods.
When you say basketball, you say
Michael Jordan.
Jordan?
What'd that tell you?
What y'all think
it's
about
like
it?
It's like Gretzky.
Perfect example.
Wayne Gretzky
is hockey.
Is hockey.
Period. You know what I'm saying?
Track and field, you can name everybody.
You can name everybody. That's true, B.
Yeah.
That's true.
Look how long it took when Jordan left to get a superstar coming to take over. They just started now, really. Kobe and...
Right, they just coming to their own.
Yeah.
Because I ain't never thought nobody would match up to do what Jordan did.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Wow. Well, tell us what y'all think, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What do y'all think? Number one, should Jordan's number be retired through all of the teams?
Right.
23 is not available anymore to any NBA squad.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And, is there anybody else that is as iconic as Jordan, Gretzky, Tiger Woods, Lance Armstrong.
Right.
In their sports.
And Muhammad Ali.
And Muhammad Ali. 7'5" And we're not saying they better.
Right. We just saying.
Because they were better fighters than Muhammad Ali.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But Muhammad Ali is iconic.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Muhammad Ali took fights overseas.
Yes.
Now, we can credit the Don
Thriller
King.
The Thriller in Manila.
Of course. We can credit the Don King. I mean, but he won't fight.
It was, right.
It was Muhammad Ali, man.
757-325-9493. 757-325-9493. That's the Ham Hotline. Call us. Leave us a message, man. Let us know how you feel about what we're talking about.
And about that UCLA thing.
About that UCLA. You know what I'm saying? Should Lou Alcindor's jersey.
Luke Walton.
And Bill Walton.
Bill Walton, I'm sorry.
Should their jerseys be retired? That's not even a question you ask. You know what I'm saying?
A Celtic and a
Unbelievable.
Laker, not retired in college.
Unbelievable.
UCLA.
Wow. 757-325-9493. It's the Ham.
Holla.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to hit it right now, man. Listen.
I used to pull kick doughs with skit souls until I switch roles. Now the goal's to get souls. Who gives two middle fingers? How fast your whips go? You say whatever it takes just to go platinum like Cisco. Oh, me, I coulda took the same route. Had these youngins on the corner stunting with their chains out. Cause somebody run up on them, click, click, blow their brains out. Now you're like, I don't live it, man, that's just what I sang about. You live in a fantasy, laid out somewhere on the canopy, off in the suburbs. Teenagers are buying your records and taking them home and then learning the cuss words. They're purchasing weapons and using them too, you can't blame them cause that's what they just heard. And you wanna tell me they just words? Get out my face, homie, please. See, I'm a fisherman. Can I use a very different bait when I go fish for man? So will these rappers have to bow one day like it's Japan? Yes, I'm sure, like when the ocean water hits the sand. See, every sentence is rare. They weren't composed by who the Bible calls the prince of the air. Before I lay my verse, I take my pencil, drench it in prayer. Play another wet rapper, I promise you tempers will flare. Now is that simple and clear?
Risk your soul, try to chase that dough.
Homie, please.
I don't think you went that cold, your talk is so old.
Homie, please.
I know something better than what they trying to say to me. Tell me why you said it, man.
So he acting up.
The city ain't enough.
He wanna take his vision national. So vigilance, he stack him up. Pistol grips, he pack him up. He move that weight and sell that cake with paper trails to back it up.
Now homie should be satisfied.
Got everything he asking for. Money, women, and whips. But listen, deep inside he cracking up. He feel that something's missing though. He got all that he's wishing. Selling his soul cause Satan keep lying like politicians. Got crews, got jewels, got ice. Got cars, got cribs, got bread, got wine.
Cause
show that he ain't got Christ.
He's unfulfilled.
For real living, but he ain't got life.
His situation couldn't get better, man.
If he see Christ and let him reign,
I try to tell him, man.
But he know he was losing everything. So he walk away as sad as a wake. Living his life like it's a party, masquerading with the cake.
Homie, please. You don't wanna risk your soul trying to taste that dough.
Homie, please.
You whip that cold, your talk is so old.
Homie, please.
I know something better than what they trying to say, man. Tell me why you say, man.
Please, homie.
Homie say it's risk, bro. Whoop a ride, bitch, 24s in his chain, iced out. Call it ice cream cone, but we from the same hood. And I don't believe you. Spend half of his rent trying to buy some of these. Say he chop onions, get blowed from Colombians till he get clapped in the same whip. You fucking in the sand, part of body, he ain't even had to do that. Nope. Christ gave him life, he doing his best to lose. At the top of that, cheering, thanking neighborhood superstar. But they would change their mind if they knew who he are. Square, certified lame.
Yeah.
He ain't doing the things, trying to get himself a name. It's a shame how we trick our life off. Your identity and money, pimping that life. Now it's time to open up your eyes. Focus on the cross when it's time to meet the boss. Guarantee you pay the cost. What's that?
Homie, please. You don't wanna risk risk your soul trying to taste that dough.
Homie, please.
I don't think you with that cold. Your town gets so old.
Homie, please.
I know something better than what they trying to say to me. Tell me why you say that.
Please, homie.
You are listening to the What in the Ham Sandwich Show with Cook Dog and Sean Slaughter.
Jesus saves. They telling me Jesus don't sell. Like, what's the point of doing the gospel? Nobody want to hear that. That don't make money. People want to dance. They want to party. Want to wild out.
Now this one to test my aim. I put a pothole inside that brain. I ain't playing. I'm on the block like a landlord. Give me my cash. I see the D's and I'm likely to dash. But I'll be back in a flash. The hood calling me. It's time to collect. Shoot at your knees just to get my respect.
Kneel down.
My patience is low and I'm tired of talk. Go run your mouth like you ain't tired of walk. I'll leave your body in choke.
Flipping 100 stacks on wax.
I ain't living that.
Killer with the Mac on the track.
I ain't living that.
Weed by the sack, lungs black.
I ain't living that.
Say the son of man's coming back.
You ain't feeling that.
Catch me in the club with the bug.
Y'all to listen to what I gotta say. Y'all like hustlers and stuff, right? I'ma hustle this,
I'm in the kitchen every day like a baker, man. Apron and hat, they call me Chef Boy, I say the man. Bringing heat to all these lame hustler haters, man. Got them on pressure like 24 on the Lakers, man. A mean pivot when I'm hitting them curbs. I got the fiends flying high for them birds. I'm so fly with the herb, I'm so fly, that's my word. You can't deny that's my word, but you could die for my word. You catch a nine for your word.
Flipping 100 stacks on wax.
I ain't living that.
Killer with the Mac on the track.
I ain't living that.
Weed by the sack, lungs black.
I ain't living that.
Say the son of man's coming back.
Latinos and blacks to sell drugs and kill each other in raps. Oh, what a profit, in fact. Let's have them slap a couple women or two. Let's let them pimp and treat the women as stools under their feet. The dirt that they promote, the same dirt they don't sweep. But just imagine what they'll do when they get wind of me. But nah, it ain't popular to be unique. I get criticism just for living out my life in peace. I'm not real unless I party in the club with freaks. But they crying tears if I'm a thug and catch a slug. Flipping 100 stacks on wax.
I ain't living that.
Killer with the Mac on the track.
I ain't living that.
Weed by the sack, lungs black.
I ain't living that.
Say the son of man's coming back.
You ain't feeling that.
Catch me in the club with the bug.
We back. The Ham Sandwich Show.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, hope you guys are enjoying the Ham Network at thehamsandwichshow.com.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And also, you can catch us at a bunch of different spots.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can catch us.
We just all over the web.
And just in case you didn't know, let's give us a couple of spots. Of course, you can catch us at Heads Up FM.
All day.
You know what I'm saying? Which is...
The first family.
Heads Up. That's the first family. You know what I mean? Heads Up. That's with a Z. HeadsUpFM.com.
Yeah.
You can also catch the podcast on thesouth.com.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Go to their radio podcast links. And we also now have been officially... installed
right
on the holyculture.net
all day.
You know what I mean? So go to holyculture.net,
download it, iTunes.
You know what I'm saying? You can go to iTunes
free 99,
free for now.
Yeah, free for now.
You know what I'm saying?
About to jump on it.
Type in the Ham Sandwich Show and in the search engine, it will pop up. All our episodes are there.
Of course.
Or go to thehamsandwichshow.com and get the iTunes or get the RSS feed, or you can directly download it. You know what I'm saying? We just try to, we want to make the show available to everybody.
Yeah, we want y'all to have a great day.
Have a great day.
Yeah.
Cook Dog, you had this question, though.
Yeah, all day.
You know what I'm saying? You up there thinking of topics and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought this was a gravy one. Go ahead, yo.
The question for the show today.
Show question is,
should churches preach on safe sex?
Woo.
Or should they not? And if they do, are they going to be scrutinized for saying, would they be scrutinized because people may think they condoning sex before marriage?
Right.
Basically.
Now this is a good question. It's a banging question.
Because people in the church do got STDs all day. Don't be fooled, church people. Y'all got some STDs up in there. You just ain't saying nothing.
Just because they got a suit on.
And just because I got a skirt with a hat.
And they look clean.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Don't mean they on fire underneath.
That's right. You're dirty.
You're dirty. You know what I'm saying?
All day.
Trust me, people walk around church on fire.
That's right.
And I ain't talking about for the Lord.
For real.
You feel what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
And at the same time.
That's right.
Just because they come to church every Sunday.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Don't mean they doing layups on Saturday.
That's right. All day.
You know what I mean?
And tip for you men.
Go ahead.
If you go to the bathroom and you use it and something don't feel right, you better go get checked.
Go to the clinic, B.
If you use the bathroom
and that joint burn.
Burn, and you see some red.
It look like
some red huts.
It look like strawberry shortcake down there.
Yeah. You better go to
You better
the
go
night.
Get checked up, yo.
All day.
You know what I mean? Because you might just got burnt.
That's right. We might be laughing and joking about it, but that's serious business.
That's the real deal, son.
For sure, because...
Because the reality is people are having sex in church, man.
Yeah.
All day.
All day. You got to be naive if you don't think that your members in church is having sex before marriage. You got to be naive, preacher.
You got to be stupid, yo. You know what I'm saying? Not only are they having sex in church...
Unprotected sex.
Unprotected sex in church.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Then they're having sex with other people in
that's
church.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Hey, look, hey, pastor, if you think they're not having sex, why are your single men, why are your single ladies and they got babies? How they get them? Why they stomach out there and they ain't married?
Mad carriages pulling up to the
yeah.
jump.
Yeah.
You know
Don't
what
be
saying?
Stupid now.
Don't be dumb, yo.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And for you parents.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord. They're scared to talk about it.
I really hate to say this, son.
Sorry.
Son, I really hate this because I work with teens all the time.
Me, you know, all
and
day.
And you work with teens.
All day.
You know what I'm saying? So, I really hate to say this, parents.
But you got to say it because of the hammy. It's a ham sandwich show.
The ham sandwich show, it forced me to say it.
That's right.
If I don't say it, I get fired.
That's right.
If you don't think your teen is not having sex... Now, maybe they ain't.
Right. But you can tell if they have. There are signs that don't be stupid, parents. You should know your kids.
You should know your... And you think if your kid... You feel your kid is acting a little bit rebellious.
Yeah.
A little bit talking back. Mm. You know what I'm saying? On the phone all types of night. Shorty's calling the crib. Going out late.
Their text messages don't sound too
right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They ain't where they posted. They say they going to John's house.
That's right.
You call John's house, they ain't there.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? They say they going to the movies. 7 o'clock movie end at 9:30. It's 11:30. Right. They ain't home yet.
That's right.
Your kid might be boning, yo.
Yeah.
Your kid might be boning.
That's right. You know what I'm saying? They come right now. Go straight to the shower. Yes. All day. That's the number one right there. You go straight to the shower.
Straight to the shower. Yeah, you know I mean, you know what I'm saying? And especially
all day.
If you got a female.
Yeah.
Your child's a female. I understand it's puppy love.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And kids talk on the phone. That's teens right. Talk on the phone. You know what I mean? But parents, sometimes you know what you need to do. Real talk. I don't care, yo. And I know. I don't know. My parents. I know my parents used to sneak around
yeah.
with me.
Yeah.
Look through my drawers and stuff. And I was mad, but yeah. I understand.
Right.
You just wake up on a random Thursday
yeah.
night
all day
and put your ear to the room.
That's right.
And see if you hear somebody talking, yo. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what? And parents, take the cell phone and read those text messages. It's yeah. your. You pay the bill.
Well.
They live in your house.
Well.
Don't be scared of your kids because. Especially with a female, guess where the baby coming?
Yep. And guess who paying for it?
Guess who you is? That boy ain't gonna have a baby at his house.
Nope. He gonna be chilling.
Yes.
Moving on to the next one.
That's right. That baby gonna be in your house on your insurance.
And see, that's what's crazy because I think the parents, they wanna be friends.
Right.
Number one. Number two, your children, of course, have their aspect of privacy,
right.
but privacy comes with responsibility.
That's right.
And maturity.
And trust.
And trust.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
If they start lying already, oh well, you about to get hemmed up.
If there's a lot of lying going on.
Yeah, all day.
And here's what it comes down to, Cook.
For sure.
If you find yourself, you can't trust your kid, you know what I'm saying? Your kid might...
your kid doing something that he or she
he or she
doing.
They sexing, yo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So because of all of this, because of church sex.
And parents scared to talk to their kids about sex.
Pimps. Oh,
I can't believe that, man.
So,
I can't believe it.
So where do you expect your kids to learn about sex from?
On the street and with their other friends. Talking about how good it is and all that.
Because if they don't learn it from the house, they're gonna learn it from the dirtbag in school.
All day.
You know what I'm saying?
Especially the friends who are doing it. And telling her, oh, you need to do it. It feels good. It blah, 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 blah.
And guess what? That's the person where his parents ain't involved in his life.
So, hey.
His parents is not paying attention to him.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? He might come from a home that's dysfunctional.
That's right.
Or stuff is crazy.
That's right.
Or stuff is wild in his house. You know what I'm saying? And he or she are not getting the proper attention.
That's right.
So they going around school, they boning everything moving.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And guess what? Your child is their friend.
Yep.
And your child is influenced by them because they seem more mature. Because they doing mature things.
I'm going to drop a stat on you.
Go ahead, yo.
From ages 14 to 25, those people will have at least one STD.
Wow.
It is proven.
Wow. I think it's like one out of three or one out of four.
That's right. From the age
14 to 25,
yeah.
I think it's one out of three or one out of four.
That's right.
Of every kid got an STD.
That's right.
So,
tell me something. And all them kids, and all them people... don't say that they sent us. That's a bald faced lie.
Yep.
The church is for life too. It ain't just preaching the word of God. You need to put some life skills up in your message.
There you go. You know what I'm saying? And not only for the parents, but for the single moms.
That's right.
For the single dads.
That's right.
For the singles in general.
You better talk about STDs.
And for the teens.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But does that mean...
We condone a sex before marriage.
You know what I'm saying? Should we talk about safe sex? Should church give out condoms?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? What extent of sex education should a church be responsible for? Mm. We'll answer that when we come right back.
Holla.
I love waking up with you.
Every morning, Lord.
You make the sunrise say peekaboo. Your whole creation is amazing, even though it's groaning and aching. The trees, the birds. wonder why, Lord. You did this for little us. Your design for man was so meticulous. Lord, you so ill with it.
No,
even when I stray, you stay committed. I don't deserve it, but you chose me. You pulled the weed out and made a rose.
I wanna walk like you, talk like you, see like you, be like you. I gotta share like you, care like you, give like you, live like you. We gotta pray like you, think like you, love like you.
Everywhere I go, I'm seeing lost souls.
Everywhere.
Wondering if they'll ever see the street of gold. Why does the road to destruction and they ain't getting off? I try to signal, but they on their own collision course. Sometimes I feel, what's the use with this ministry? And your Bible brings some peace and serenity. Takes me back when I first got saved. I was crunk, you said, hey, take it day by day. Now my motto is Philippians 1:21. Thank you for my Kit Kat and my kids to come. Being a Christian doesn't mean you're perfect. It's a marriage, not a merit system. You can't earn it.
I gotta walk like you,
walk like you,
talk like you,
see like you,
see like you,
be like you.
Be
I gotta
like
share like you,
like you,
care like you,
care like you,
give like you,
give
live like you.
Live.
We gotta pray like you,
pray like you,
think like you,
think like you,
love like you.
Love you are my rock and my fortress.
Solid rock.
When my path is blocked, you like the torches
do,
to make a new way,
new
to start
way.
A new day. When you talk to my spirit, I say touche. Purging the hiss of Lord, you made me clean. Watch me whiter than snow so I can shout I'm redeemed.
Hallelujah.
Cause you deserve all the praise. You are the future of tomorrow and the ancient of days.
I wanna walk like you, talk like you, see like you,
be like you.
I gotta share like you, care like you, give like you, live like you. We gotta pray like you, think like you, love like you.
The What in the Ham Sandwich Show. Get your bud right.
You are now getting ready to enter into another world. Everybody in the dance floor. We gon' get loose in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, that's right, Cuddy, I don't bail. Let me tell you about a couple things I won't sell. My soul and family, keep the word handy. That food, drugs, everything you got in your pantry. So I'ma eat up and continue to break away. Hit the street up and tell him only he can make a way. Every seeing that's a bone you gotta shake away. Hey, you make a lot of money, but my God, make a dream. So there's no competition, cause in a battle he coming right on the opposition. You can be free in the world, but ain't nothing gon' change till you get your vision right and be free in the brain. Get loose,
get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get
accept with no exceptions. I know you just wanna show me a lesson that you want me to go through, and every turn burn was keeping me from giving up what I owe you. Like this app, for me it ain't about getting my pockets fizzed, but reaching people when I rizzap. Either acapella or over hot trizzacks. The fizzack is God always got your pizzack. Like that, for me it ain't about getting my pockets fat, but reaching people when I rap. Either acapella or over hot tracks. The fact is God always got your back. Get loose, get loose, get loose, y'all. Get loose, y'all. Get loose, come on. Get loose, hey. Get loose, y'all. Get loose, y'all. Get loose, hey.
I know it's a tough question.
We back.
And I'm pretty sure when y'all listen to this show, you're going to go back and tell your pastor.
Yeah, I mean.
Y'all going to be thinking about it too. Should the church or the pastor of that church preach about safe sex? And is he going to get scrutinized of saying that people thinking he condoned safe sex before marriage?
Right.
Because STDs are running through the church.
Well, can I went to this website, right?
What's up?
Called, well, it don't matter what it's called. But it talks about Christians on safe sex. And it has a couple of comments here. You know what I'm saying? Basically, you know what I'm saying? Here's a question that they asked. If a Christian father preached abstinence to his unbelieving 18-year-old son, would he be wrong for telling his son that if he's not going to listen to him, then he should at least use a condom? Mm.
That's what we're talking about.
That's what we're talking about. Is the father sending a mixed message? Now, there's a bunch of quotes and some really good quotes and comments. I'm going to read a couple of them. One of them says, to promote safe sex, in my opinion, endorses condoms, supports or participates in effect homosexual lesbian relationships that based on the scripture, blah, 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 blah. All right, I don't know what you're talking about, lady, because you're talking about sex education promotes lesbian and homosexual relationships?
She don't know what she's talking about.
Yeah, let's just move to the next one.
She's slow.
I was with you for a minute. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Then you fall off the cliff. All right. This person says, this is a hard one, but I have to agree with you. This is what he says. He says, I don't give bank robbers bulletproof vests to rob banks. I don't give an adulterer a safe place to have sex in my house so his wife won't catch him. And I don't give a murderer latex gloves so the cops won't catch him. So neither can I give someone condoms who wants to participate in a sinful act of fornication.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Another comment.
I like that.
All right. Let's see. It says, I believe if I preach abstinence to my 8-year-old son and told him not to have sex when he's married, I don't think it would be wrong to also tell him that if he ever decided not to listen to me, he was to have sex, that he should at least use a condom. I wouldn't buy condoms for him, but I would tell him if he's going to be stupid and not listen to me, he should at least use a condom. Okay? So there's some pretty good responses.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Another person says they would send a mixed message. You got people on here huckabucking with scriptures.
Right.
They ain't asking y'all. I mean, of course you're going to use scriptures, but yeah. But, you know, can't be using scriptures, son.
We want your opinion. We're going to get to the scriptures.
We know your opinion is based on the scripture.
Right. We want to know what you.
But you know what Cass will say? Dude will say your opinion, right? And then use a scripture that got nothing to do with their opinion.
Right.
Or the question.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Don't do that, yo. That's stuff. That's stupid. Scripture is clear on sex outside of marriage. And like most said, if you promote safe sex, then you're condoning it. You know what I'm saying?
It's a tough one.
It's a tough one. All right. Let's make it personal. You know what I mean? My man Cook got a son, Dion Lee.
All day.
A.K.A. Tookie.
Yeah.
A.K.A. Cleon Lee.
Yeah.
And I got Lyric.
Yeah.
A.K.A. Lyricals.
Yeah.
And Jazz, A.K.A. Yeah. Jazz Mataz.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What would I personally do? You know what I'm saying? Because it's easy to talk about it when you ain't got no kids.
Right, all day.
You know what I'm saying? You could theoreticalize and come out the Bible.
Right.
Do I agree that teaching safe sex is condoning sex? Here's what I will say, and I think you said this. I do believe in sex education. Okay? Sex education meaning We need to talk about STDs.
Yep.
We need to talk about venereal diseases.
That's right.
We need to talk about where babies come from.
That's right.
We need to talk about how babies are made.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? My daughter's 5-year-old right now, and her teacher's pregnant. And now she's coming home with questions.
Right.
Now, she's a little bit too young right now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? To go there. But when she shows maturity, which will probably be between, you know, 11, 12, 13,
right.
14.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It depends. It's different for every child.
Right.
But when she shows maturity, then, you know what I'm saying, then it'll be time to talk about sex education.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And not only will I talk to her about it, you know what I'm saying, but I'll probably go online and get some, like, pictures, like, you know, like the doctor's pictures.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The human body pictures.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Not like some dudes, like, you know what I'm saying, jump off just laying all over the place.
Right.
Or some lady with her legs cracked open.
Right.
But I probably will go online and get some pictures and show her and teach her where sex comes from. I'll teach her about venereal diseases, and, you know what I'm saying? And then I'll wrap the whole message up saying that God's will for man is that he would have, man or woman, is that they would have sex during marriage.
Right.
This is God's plan for man. This is the safest way,
right,
you know what I'm saying, that a human being can live.
That's right.
This is the most moral and righteous way that a human being can live.
That's right.
Concerning their sexual life, as having sex during marriage, man and woman.
That's right. One man, one woman.
You know what I'm saying?
All day.
Now. Now, Cook.
What's up, dog?
Let me know if you agree with me or not. You know what I'm saying? Now, on the condoms deal. All
right.
I cannot provide condoms for my daughters.
No.
You know what I'm saying? I cannot promote safe sex. Because sex with a condom or female is not necessarily safe.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Especially from a spiritual standpoint.
That's right.
Will I tell my daughter about condoms? Yes.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? Will I educate her on condoms? Yes. You know what I'm saying? Will she know what condoms are for? Yes.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So, when my daughter leaves me, here's what I want her to understand.
Mm-hmm.
My daddy does not want me to have sex before marriage.
Right.
And better than that, God does not want me to have sex before marriage.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Why? Because it's God's will, and if I want to live right before God, then I won't have sex.
That's right.
Secondly, I can get STDs or I can get a baby.
That's right.
But you know what? If I want to do my own thing, and I want to go out there and have fun and do whatever I want to do, you know what I'm saying, then at least I have the knowledge of condoms.
That's right.
So that when I go out there, you know what I'm saying, at least I have the knowledge on how to use them. I can't promote, I can't give my daughter an alternative to safe sex.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? I can't give her that alternative.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? She has to choose that on her own. You know what I'm saying? Either it's abstinence to marriage or sex. She has to choose that on her own.
That's right.
But if she chooses to have sex, at least she'll have the information, the knowledge, and the understanding on how to have idiotic sex. You know what I'm saying? How idiots.
That's what it is.
The different ways idiots can have sex. If you're going to be stupid,
you want to have sinful sex.
If you want to have sinful sex,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can't condone that.
That's right.
And I can't promote it.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? But I am going to show you the different options, you know what I'm saying, that the world uses.
And the only reason you're doing that because you are father. Because
I'm her father.
That's right.
And I ain't stupid.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to do everything in my power, you know what I'm saying, to make sure that God is so fervent and fiery and passionate in her life.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
And if you got to show visual pictures of what happens when a person have unsafe sex, if you got to go to the hospital and show AIDS patients, go to the hospital, let the nurses talk to them about what kind of patients coming there,
yep,
with these STDs. You got to do what you got to do.
You got to do what you got
to
do.
Go to play where babies are left in the toilet stool in the trash can because teenagers don't want to have the kids.
You know, abortions, babies sucked out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They need to see all of that.
That's right.
But would you agree with my stance?
I believe. I agree with you all day.
Because
I cannot give my son condoms.
I can't give
him. Me being a man of God, if I give him the condom, I just condone sex before marriage.
Right.
All day.
I agree
with
that.
Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about that. You can preach what Jesus said all day in that Bible, but you still gave the condoms to him.
Yep. You just condoned it.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Information.
But you can't inform him.
That's right.
By informing him, you're not condoning it.
That's right.
All right. I just got this. Can I throw a little word at you before we go to the Thunder Mouth?
Yeah, go ahead, dog.
Jesus puts Adam and Eve in the garden.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? He shows the tree of life.
That's right.
Jesus says, look, this tree right here is the one you eat from. You know what I'm saying? This tree of life, right?
That's right.
But then he pointed one out over there.
Do not. That's right. Eat of that tree.
Of the knowledge of good and evil.
That's right.
Because the day you eat of that tree.
It's over.
Is the day you die.
That's right.
Now. You know what I'm saying? Jesus did not tell him, well, you know what I mean?
Which was God.
Right. I mean, excuse me. I'm saying Jesus.
Yeah.
God, Yahweh at that point.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Did not say, well, you can go ahead and sample it, or you can try it out, or you can feel the fruit, or nothing like that.
He said, don't eat up that tree.
He said, don't go over there. But he informed them the tree was there.
That's right.
He informed them that, look, he showed them the location.
That's right.
And he pointed the tree out, and he said, look, you see that tree? Trust me, don't touch it. In the same way, I say to my kid, here's the tree of life. Abstinence, you know what I'm saying? No sex before marriage.
Right.
But you know what? There's a tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You know what I'm saying? And if you want to have sex, you know what I mean? People that don't follow God, you know what I'm saying, live sinful lives. Some have sex with condoms, some don't. You know what I'm saying? Condoms are used for blah, 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 blah. But personally, I wouldn't even go there.
That's right.
I wouldn't even try it.
That's right.
I wouldn't even think about it because ain't no such thing as safe sex. But that's the information.
So basically.
You know what I mean?
So basically.
Go ahead, yo.
Boy, you just hit me right in the head.
Go ahead, yo. I just domed you.
When God told Adam and Eve about that tree.
Right.
He just gave them a choice.
He gave them a choice. No that, doubt.
That's where the choice came in at.
He gave them
the
choice.
That is the first time that man had the choice to do good or evil.
Free will.
Free will right there.
He gave them the choice.
That's right.
And he let them know the consequences.
That's right.
But they had to make the choice.
That's right. And that's what we supposed to do.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly right.
And here's what happens. You know what I'm saying? When you're talking about sex education, and even if you're going to talk about condoms, you know what I'm saying? You can't talk about condoms in a way of safe sex.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? You have to inform your kids and talk about this stuff in a way that is righteous and pleasing to the Lord.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
so
right.
So when God pointed out the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, there wasn't nothing safe about it.
Sure wasn't.
There was nothing sweet about it.
That's right.
He didn't say, well, you know what I'm saying, if you're going to eat of it, at least eat this apple.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Because at least you get some knowledge. Nah.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? In the same way, I can't say, well, at least if you have sex, at least have, you know what I'm saying, use a condom.
That's right.
I can't necessarily promote that. I can't say that because now I'm promoting sex before marriage.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? But I can't inform you, look, condoms are used for those who are disrespectful to God.
That's right.
And they want to practice safer sex physically.
That's right.
Than those who are without condoms.
That's
you know
right.
what I'm saying? But to be honest, baby, ain't no such thing as safe sex.
That's right.
Because even with a condom on, you know what I'm saying, you ripping your soul apart.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Now,
should we say it for the next piece?
Yeah.
Let's say it for the next piece, yo. It's the Ham, baby. Show Slaughter and Cook.
And I want you to grind, 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 grind.
And I want you to
grind, 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 grind.
And I want you to
grind, 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 grind.
What I'm strictly about my grind, like it's my last supper. Eating or get eaten by these vultures. See the letter, see you suffer. Like don't want to struggle. You don't see me suffer. Stand tall, be tougher. Just look at them suffer. You hear me clear. Shine like a crystal, a moon. Without stiff walking at the top. You wasting your time, stop. Then again, why I gotta give directions? Feeling embarrassed like I'm your parents. If so, don't mention my name. You a hater, we can never be one the same. I never have stepped just like Big Daddy Kane. My grind is so serious, I got a crown and a cane. In my name, the greatest of lies, say I'm too vain. I rank great through my veins. King of all kings, could never die in vain.
Living this life, hustling day and night. At the end of the day, you know you love to hate. Man, not no fear. Face dance here. Living this life, hustling day and night. At the end of the day, I'm the one you love to hate. Man, not no fear. Face dance here.
I'm flawless, just look at me. Certified by life. You can't tell I graduated as a freshman. Who else can have my swag and be the freshman? Enough bragging, that's just an old habit. Even addicts can tell you I'm classic. Now take your product, coat it up, what? And just say I'm pure like coke. Enough mushroom, bruh. Unless your mouth talk cash. My flows created a splash. Even if you were me, you wouldn't have the right amount. We all know you flies a lot. You got checks to bounce. See my moments are cold that you can still tell I'm reveling in the game as a throwback. Hang up my jersey, and you say I done my season. And you probably still ain't real as me, even if you ain't dream. So call yourself the greatest if you help your self-esteem. You still can be me, even if you were
a king. Hustle day and night, at the end of the day, I'm the one you love to hate. Man, I'm no fear. Face stands here. Living this life, hustling day and night. At the end of the day, I'm the one you love to hate. Man, there's no fear. Face stands here.
This is who I am, do I have to pretend? I'ma stay true and grind to the very end. Can you physically, I can do it on this track. You be like your career, ain't no coming back. Me for insanity, I'm fit to get up. And just my criminal ways, are you my lord? What tie him to a cross and let him die? Society's like cavalry, live to die. So I feel like Pac, all lies on me. Living this life at the B.I.G. Now, not for God's son, I want to see. If they execute me, then let it be. I've been finding my way to get out these predicaments. But the same one helped you against you, hypocrite. Bad hip hop, listen to the critics. Well, Halloween is such a treat when it's given by tricks. I don't mess with haters like Roland Watson. You get exposed like an X-ray, wanna see your problems like I'm a doctor.
Living this life, hustling day and night. At the end of the day, I'm the one you love to hate. Man, I'm no fear. Face stands here. Living this life, hustling day and night. At the end of the day, I'm the one you love to hate. Man, I'm no fear. Face stands here.
It's Sean Slaughter and Cook Dog. Be very afraid.
And I don't care what nobody says. Jane was better on Sega Genesis. It don't matter where we at. When we coming out there, you gonna hear us saying,
get over here, get over here, get over here, get over here.
I be yelling,
get over here, get over here, get over here, get over here.
So you should just
get over here, get over here, get over here, get over here.
That's right, I be yelling,
get over here.
I see him running, I see them youngins, I see him gunning, and this is why I'm hunting. I come in, youngins tell me home or you be hunching. I got what they wantin', the truth is what I'm pumping. My spirit man rich, you can say I'm Donald Trumpin'. I see youngins free in the spirit, look like they crumpin'. I keep the crowd jumping, but let me tell you something. His love give me high like Nate Robinson when he dunkin'. I hope my bars hit you hard, it's my memoir. And if you disregard, you'll burn like a cigar. I don't care about the fame, while lanes versus stars. We dedicate our life to the sun, it's quite bizarre. I like to write, lyrics that excite your life. So I spit the Christ on mics, homie I will fight the fight. A faith just a light at night, my light is dim, sight is bright. A vitamin will guide his wife, higher than the height of kites. Cheer!
Get over here, get over here. Get over here.
I'll be yelling,
get over here, get over here, get over here, get over here.
So you should just
get over here.
but the spirit man muscular. Christ, if you say do it, I will not rebuttal ya. Cause I put my trust in ya, yeah, I'm like a smuggler. Cause I bring the wood right up in your hood. If loving Christ is wrong, then I'm up to no good. Me? I'm feeling so blessed, bro, clothed in this righteousness. Don't you like my dress code? You should feel special. Get over here, yo. I let my flesh go, they call me a weirdo. My life is on the threshold, cause he's my hero. They want bread like a pretzel, they want De Niro. If you want it, you can go get it and die for it. Me, I'm just living in the spirit, cause I adore it. Satan got some fame and he'll give it, but I ignore it. Cause the price of sin is death in my pockets, they can't afford it.
Get over here.
I be yelling,
get over here, get over here, get over here, get over here.
So you should just
get over here, get over here, get over here, get over here.
That's right, I be yelling,
get over here, get over here.
Handwork.
Get over here.
We're back.
We back. What up, sir?
So
we're talking about church teach safe sex or pre-safe sex. Go ahead, yo.
I'm gonna throw this out here.
Go ahead, throw it out there.
I am gonna throw it out here. Listen, people. Sean said safe sex before marriage.
Right.
It's not good.
Right.
All day.
All day.
Now.
No pre-boning.
Sean.
No pre-bono.
Sean.
Go ahead, yo.
If you're married, why do marriage couples have safe sex?
I have. Okay.
Kids.
That's the only reason.
All right.
If the only reason you have a safe or the female, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Might be walking around with the head or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Might have got burnt before they got married. And the dude was
You better tell me, Joe. Because you tell me that you burnt.
And I wake up one day.
I'll put a Chris Brown on your butt.
If I wait one day peeing flames, it's a Reynolds, yo. It's
somebody catching a dirt nap, a rug nap, a grass night, everything.
You know what I mean? Hey yo, can I throw on a side note, man? Can I throw on a side note?
Go ahead, dog.
This is a total side note, yo. We're gonna get back to safe sex in the church. But I was looking up questions, you know what I'm saying, about Christians and, you know what I'm saying, having sex and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, safe sex and stuff. There was a question, should married couples have oral sex?
All day.
I found it. Don't need no Bible for that one.
Ain't lying. All day.
Well.
What they say, man?
Well, we know the Bible is undefiled, right?
Yeah, the bed, yeah.
It's the bed, the Bible. I'm tripping. Yeah. My word's messing up today.
Yeah.
But I found
what's up?
The site, right? With oral sex in the Bible, yo.
It is.
And it's good.
All day.
I want to throw this out. This ain't Thundermower yet.
The only time it's bad is in the Dookie shoot.
Jeez.
There's nothing good about the Dookie shoot.
Yeah, if you're going for Dookie shoot sex,
that is nothing good.
Yeah, you might as well just go ahead and get locked.
You can get sick for that. You can get sick.
Yeah.
For real.
You know what I'm saying?
All day.
All right, check this out, yo. This is crazy.
Right, what's up?
The Song of Solomon.
All right.
Listen to this. All right.
This is Thundermouth.
Not yet. This is oral sex. This is a side note.
Okay, side note.
We're going to get back to the safe sex, Joe.
All right, go ahead.
Songs 2 and 3. Like an app. Okay, now remember, Song of Solomon is two lovers talking to each other.
Right.
Using a lot of symbolism.
Right.
Like an apple tree among the trees of the forest, so is my beloved amongst the young men. In his shade, I took great delight and sat down, and his fruit was sweet to my taste.
All day.
Song 4:16. Now she went there.
Right.
Now he about to come here.
Right.
Awake, O north wind, and come wind of the south. Make my garden breathe out fragrance. Let its spices be wafted abroad. May my beloved come into his garden and eat its choice fruits. And they ain't talking about that.
They ain't talking about fruit.
They ain't talking about Chiquita bananas.
That's right.
And they ain't talking about Sunkist.
That's right. all day.
Yeah, I mean,
that is.
So oh yeah, just that's a little bonus for y'all married couples.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Got saved and be acting mad tight up.
Yeah.
All right.
Because y'all was wild out before you got married. When you get saved, you want to act like a saint.
No.
Holler at your boy.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, you want to act like Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, and then you wonder why your man out there stabbing back on the backside.
Let's go ahead and dun him.
I know we crazy, y'all. And we soften the blow. You know what I'm saying?
We soften the blow. Hey, but ain't nobody talking about this, man.
No, they not. So we got to.
I mean, we have no choice. We feel compelled to talk about real issues and give real answers.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? From a real God.
That's right.
Because God has answers for every single situation in life. And the problem is, when people don't feel like there's answers, they come up with their own.
That's right. And y'all already know how man do.
When
man
he come up
always
with,
falls.
Yep, when he come up with his own thing.
That's right.
But look, I want to go ahead and add, with a safe sex deal and sex.
You ready to thunder?
Let's go ahead and thunder.
Thunder, thunder, thunder cat. Oh! Listen, people.
1 Corinthians. Chapter 6.
Come on. Come on, Peach.
Adidas. Reebok Adidas.
Hey, got go.
Google.com. It says this. Verse 12.
It must be off the shelf.
Verse 12. Just because something is technically legal doesn't mean that it's spiritually appropriate.
Let me stop right there. Stop it right there. You just got thunder.
Set your butts down.
For sure. Whatever, that's powerful. Say it again, dog.
Message version. Just because something is technically legal doesn't mean that it's spiritually appropriate.
Lord, have mercy.
That can go for anything.
Anything.
That's past sex. But let me keep going. I can stop right there. If I went about doing whatever I want, I could get by with, I'd be a slave to my whims. You know the old saying, first you eat to live, then you live to eat? Well, it may be true that the body is only a temporary thing, but that's no excuse for stuffing your body with food or indulging it with sex.
Mm.
Since the master honors you with a body, honor him with your body. Since God gave you a body, honor God with your body.
Wow.
There's more to sex than mere skin on skin. Sex is as much spiritual mystery as physical fact. As written in scripture, the two become one.
Right.
Since we want to become spiritually one with the master, we must not pursue the kind of sex that avoids commitment and intimacy, leaving us more lonely than ever. That the kind of sex that never becomes one.
Right.
Let me keep reading. There is a sense in which sexual sins are different from all others.
Right.
In sexual sin, we violate the sacredness of our own bodies.
Wow.
These bodies that were made for God-given and God-modeled love for becoming one with another.
Wow.
See, at verse 16, there's more to sex than mere skin on skin.
Right.
I always put it like this. You know what I'm saying? I heard it this way. This is what sex is like. For all y'all teens, elders, deacons, bishops, church lay members.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No tie pay members.
No tie. Ain't paid an offering in a year.
For sure.
$10 seed.
Yeah.
Members. You know what I'm saying? This is what having multiple sex partners is like.
Right.
Take a large piece of duct tape. You know what I'm saying? And line up every single person that you've had sex with. Take that piece of duct tape and put it on each one of their arm and rip it off.
Right.
So put it on one, rip it off. You got some hair on it. Another one arm, rip it off. 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 You know what I'm saying? Or better yet, put it on their head. So make sure you get some hair on the duct tape.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Then look at the duct tape. You're going to have hair from every single partner that you've had sex with on that piece of tape.
That's right.
That piece of tape represents your body.
That's right.
And that hair represents them.
That's right.
When you have sex with somebody, not only are you just committing a sinful act, but you're literally taking a piece of that person with you.
That's right.
And you've given a piece of that person to yourself.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? It'll be great to have an interview with a virgin that's gotten married and had sex.
That's right.
Because I'm sure that their sexual experience, you know what I'm saying, with two virgins, each one giving themselves totally to one another.
That's right.
Is different than two people that have previously had sex with different partners and coming together.
That's right.
Not saying that it can't be wonderful, you know what I'm saying,
right,
during marriage, but saying that that virgin sex,
that's right,
between two partners, two virgins,
right,
when they get married, I bet you that virgin sex is official, yo.
Yeah. And they probably got getting blessed more or better.
Yeah.
Because
there's a blessing on their marriage.
All,
you know what I'm saying? There's a,
we're not saying there ain't gonna be no blessings on people.
Of course.
But it's just something about purity.
There's just something about purity.
That's right.
That God loves.
Love all day.
You know what I'm saying? Something that purity. So all those out there, man, that's trying to have sex, first of all, there's no such thing as safe sex.
That's right. Ain't nothing safe about sex.
You know what I'm saying? You might protect yourself physically, but spiritually,
emotionally, people have been killed.
Yep.
All day.
We ain't even talk about that, B.
Nah. If a boy has sex with a girl and she is so in love, if you tell you don't be with her no more,
she murky.
Yeah.
Bob it.
Or her parents coming after something matter.
Yep. Yeah, so somebody.
We ain't even getting into that.
Somebody getting wrecked.
Yeah, so it's babies involved. Teenagers having babies,
it
affects both parents' parties
and all day. And then the teenagers don't stay together.
That's right.
They marry different people. You tied to those people forever.
For life.
That's why when you get married and you have a baby, you know what I'm saying? It's funny because not only does sex intertwine you, but even the child makes the family unit even more tighter.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? I know families where the husband and wife were not having a good relationship,
right,
and had a baby, and that baby became the glue.
That's right.
God used that baby to be a glue in the relationship.
All day.
But in the wrong situation, that baby will tear a family apart and the baby suffers.
That's right. And that's not good.
And then he ends up growing up and freaking shooting up the whole neighborhood.
Robbing you.
You know what I'm saying? So just don't have sex. Practice abstinence. I know it's tough. Teenagers, I know it's difficult. Young folks, you know what I'm saying? Church folks, even married folks.
Yeah.
I know it's difficult and the grass look green on the other side, but trust me, you know what I'm saying? Not only is your righteousness hinging on it, you know what I'm saying? But there is a blessing from being pure.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
And churches, y'all need to preach.
Y'all need to preach more about sex. That's have right. Sex education.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Teach these young people and don't let them learn about it in secular school.
And didn't nobody say y'all can't bring in sex-educated people in your church?
Just make sure they don't bring no condoms
That's
with them.
That's right. All day.
That's it.
That's it.
But they can come and talk about sex.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Sure, you want me and Cook come and school talk about sex? We'll talk about it all day long.
All day.
They'll be up in there crying.
For sure.
But they'll learn something.
That's right.
Yeah, you know I mean?
All day.
And for anybody out there, if you're looking for a host, somebody to host your show, if you're looking for, you know what I'm saying, some radio personalities to come,
yeah,
you know what I mean, and yuck it up,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying, at the show, bring some life to the crowd,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying, give us a call.
All day.
You know what I mean, you want to book myself and the band for a concert,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying, Sean Slaughter and the Dirt Naps,
yeah,
757-325-9493, leave your comments, you know what I'm saying, leave anything you got to say. 757-325-9493.
All day.
Don't forget to check out the hamsandwichshow.com. You know what I mean?
Holla!
I think we had a good show, yo.
All day.
You know what I mean? And we appreciate you guys listening to your boy Sean Slaughter.
Your boy Saint Nick, a.k.a. Cook Dog, a.k.a. the Drummer Beast Boy.
And you have been officially thundered.
That's right.
On the
What in the Ham Sandwich Show.
Peace.
It's what you make me. I don't wanna go if you're not taking me. And my heart is glad to know that you're near me and you live inside my brain.
Time to lift my hands up, 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 time to lift my hands up. 'Cause you are my savior, 'cause you are my savior, 'cause you are my savior, 'cause you are my savior. That's why I call you Jesus. That's why I call you Jesus.
I know you. Christ, Lord, Savior, King, breath of life, my everything. Best friend, Prince of Peace, you must have sent while I decrease my resource. Gift horse, won't go back, so there's no remorse. No death hit, I'm on course. Call me Luke, cause I feel the force. Homie, hold the spirit up on me. Jesus Christ is up on me, cause sin no longer is on me. Don't own me. Free your last, yes, from my past. Bash you are, yet still surpass. Understanding you are so mad, so anything that you speak will last.
Time to lift my hands up, time to lift my hands up, time to lift my hands up, time to lift my hands up. Cause you are my savior, cause you are my savior, cause you are my savior, cause you are my savior.
Is limited when it comes to me talking about the way that I feel, 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 feel. I've been changed. Spiritually, my mentality is different when it comes to me talking about the way that I live, 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 live. I'll explain. From a car thief who was spark leaf, I was off the chain like a canine loose. But then I found peace right at God's feet, and in the twinkling of an eye, I was changed like poof. Ain't no other name contains the same flame, contains the same peace, contains the same truth. Devil claims to bring the same thing. My fingers say peace, cause that just ain't true.
Lord, a better description, my hiding place. When the world outside gets noisy, I link with you in the quiet place. That's where my heart gets settled. Plus, that's where your peace comes in. Then, whenever you're magnified, Lord, well, even the blind folks focus in. True, we gotta fight these battles. Seeming to me that you fix the fight. We fixate our eyes on you, you fix us, so we winning it right. Lord, you're so amazing, majestic, simply captivating. Refresh me in your presence, and I walk about rejuvenated.
That you're near me, and you live inside my praise. You live inside my